God is good
all the time.
All the time.
My brothers and sisters, today is the first day of October, and also in this country, in our country, October in the Catholic Church is a month life respect. And this weekend, October 1st and tomorrow 2nd, is the Respect Life Sunday. And each year, currently, the bishops of the USA call us to pause and to reflect more deeply on the sacred gift of human life, and above all, our role in welcoming, cherishing, and protecting the lives of our brothers and sisters. Three things: welcome, cherish, and protect. Say with me, welcome, cherish, and protect. Three words for us to this Sunday to keep in mind and forever. Over the past last month, we witnessed some improvements nationwide regarding respect for life. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending 50 years of federal abortion rights. Roe, since 1973, had permitted abortion during the first two trimesters of pregnancy in the United States of America. Honestly, this is not to be considered a victory, since there's still too much to do. For instance, the church pastoral response to the needs of women facing unexpected or challenging pregnancies. Women and couples considering an abortion are most always deeply conflicted. Many are subject to poverty or abuse, pressure and coercion from family, friends, or medical professionals. We are still dealing with the issue in this country of assisted suicide, and above all, this issue of the death penalty. We also have in this country to deal with the welcoming of migrants in our nation, and right now in our village, in Negro Village, we are receiving migrants coming from Texas, from Venezuela to be very precise. As we celebrate this Sunday of Respect Life, I think it will be good to mention right away that we are not here advocating for any political ideology. To do so should be a betrayal of the noble mission entrusted to us, that of proclaiming the truth of the gospel of life beyond political calculations and particular interests. The main question today to put in our table as a discussion is, what does the Catholic Church advocate for respect for life? I will take from you this angle to understand much better. I'm going to take this angle from the Psalm 8, verses 4 to 5. Psalm 8, he said the following: what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortal that you can care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God. My dear friends, for us Christians, human dignity is rooted in the creative act of God, who in creation put man apart. He created him in his image, and by this very fact instituted a human exception. That means the men and women, we are above everything that exists in this world. Because he is the image of God, the human individual has a dignity of a person. He is not only something, but someone, says the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Son of God, who was incarnate by the Virgin Mary, joined our mankind as a human person, thus conferring on every man or woman any dignity. This dignity is permanent. No one can take it from you, and must be defended by Christian from conception to death. The dignity of the human person, therefore, proceeds from the gift of God. Human dignity is not measurable or differentiated by, for instance, physical aspect, that means men and women body, because the only and first equality between person, it is the quality of dignity. Men is not more higher or more powerful than women, and women don't take advantage now to dominate men. We are equal in dignity. I want here to remember you this beautiful quotation from Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She used to say, remember that nothing is small in the eyes of God. Nothing. Remember that nothing is small in the eyes of God, say Teresa of Lisieux. The dignity of the human person for the church is expressed in particular through our intelligence and our human conscience. That's what makes us higher and powerful than any other beings or creation, because we have two things very important, or three things. We have our intelligence and also our conscience. And conscience, my dear friends, is necessarily free. God created us with free will. And then men or women must always listen to the voice of his conscience to reach out for his own fulfillment. Only in freedom can man direct himself toward goodness. If you listen to another voice, you're going to go astray. But listen to this inner voice inside of you, you will be very sure to follow God's will. But freedom itself can lead to enduring the dignity of the human person through sin. However, dignity is irreversible, because it was acquired for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we have also this another powerful sacrament, the sacrament of forgiveness. Forgiveness restores dignity in every human person. Forgiveness restores the divine image distorted by sin. And for us now, what happened? Recognition and defense of the dignity of every human person must be the concern of each and everyone through charity and fraternity. We must preserve and work to protect the life of those who cannot speak for themselves or who feel as their life is not worth living. And the question finally for you is, what can we do? How do we respond? Here are some questions we can ask ourselves tonight again. Do I help a pregnant and parenting mothers in my community who need a shoulder to lean or a helping hand? Do I know how to support a loved one nearing death in a way that respects the gift of his life? Do I inform myself of the church teachings, know what happened in the social media and YouTube? Do I inform myself to the church teachings and engage in the civic arena as a first a follower of Christ? Do I support and advocate for laws and policies that protect and defend human life?